From the Oval Room in the White House, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I speak to you today, the women of the United States, in order to emphasize the need for greater participation by women in the affairs of our country. Our nation at this time must have responsible citizens, thoughtful citizens, earnest citizens, who will work to solve the difficult problems confronting us. The women of this country, by recognizing their responsibility to take an active part in the determination of the grave issues of the day, can furnish this type of citizenship. Women can provide immediate leadership in dealing with one of these great issues. Women can make an invaluable contribution to the welfare of our nation and of the world by lending their wholehearted support to our food saving program. Indeed, the responsibility for the success of that program rests very largely with the American housewife. She is an indispensable fighter in our war against hunger. The American housewife has never failed her country when she's been called upon to sacrifice in its interests. I know that she will not fail in the great task before us now. I know, too, that the women of our nation exert the tremendous moral force for good which they possess. We shall make greater and more lasting progress in overcoming the other difficulties that concern us and the world. As a nation, we stand now on the threshold of a wonderful opportunity, unique in history. We are a thriving country. The facts of our high employment and our great farm and industrial production speak for themselves. We are a strong and peace-loving nation. The United States, more than any other nation, is in a position to give reality to the four freedoms. The United States should and can be the first nation in which the people, all the people, are free from want, free from fear, free to speak and to write as their hearts dictate, and free to worship as they will. This is no idle dream. It is a goal well within the power of this mighty nation of ours to achieve. The actions of our government to improve social security, public health and education, and to develop and conserve our national resources must not be allowed to lag behind the needs of the people. Nor can we falter in our unceasing quest for a just, permanent peace in the world. The need is for us, the people, to summon the will to achieve these goals and to translate that will into positive action. In this undertaking, the women of the United States have a great opportunity and a great responsibility to play a decisive part.